إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, if I were to ask you who is the best and the most righteous and the most knowledgeable man who ever walked on the surface of the earth, I'm sure the answer is very obvious to all of us. It is Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. If I were to ask you who is the best, the most righteous and the most knowledgeable of the dwellers of the heaven, I'm sure the answer is obvious to all of us. It is the chief of the angels, Jibreel alayhi salam. Now what if both Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and Jibreel, they supplicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wouldn't you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept their prayer and supplication? That's very obvious. And this is exactly what happened when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the minbar. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum heard him saying Ameen. And they asked him, why did you say Ameen, O sallallahu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And he said, Jibreel came to me and he said, من أدرك رمضان فلم يغفر له فأبعده الله. Whoever lived long to enjoy the month of Ramadan, yet does not acquire, does not attain the forgiveness of Allah, may Allah keep him further away. Now this is a serious hadith. This is serious, that includes a serious warning. It is, after all, the one who is supplicating is Jibreel, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying Ameen. Why all is this seriousness? It is because the person who will be given this huge and great opportunity of forgiveness during the month of Ramadan and does not really attain it is a negligent person. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, من صام رمضان غفر لهم ما تقدم من ذنب. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan will have all his previous sins forgiven. Whoever make taraweeh, qiyam al-layl, will have all his sins forgiven. Whoever make night prayer during Laylatul Qadr will have his sins forgiven. So if after all of these opportunities one does not attain the forgiveness of Allah, if during the month in which the gates of paradise are open and the gates of the hellfire are locked and the devils are chained, if we do not attain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when are we going to attain it? And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said فَأَبْعَدَهُ اللَّهُ, because it is indicative of gross negligence. Dear brothers and sisters, now that more than half of the month of Ramadan has passed, it is time
for us to pause for a little while, for self-evaluation, self-accountability. We have to be serious with ourselves. We have to ask why some of us started this month of Ramadan with zeal and enthusiasm. Why some of us started this Ramadan with strong motivation. Then, at the time when we are about to receive the most blessed night, we find that we lost that motivation. It is time for us to question ourselves. How did we perform during the last days of Ramadan? Did we feel closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did we enjoy ibadah? Did we enjoy halawatul iman, halawatul ta'a, halawatul ibadah? Did we enjoy the delight of faith? Did we enjoy our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obedience to Him? Did we increase in motivation with the progress of Ramadan, or did we decrease? And why? It is very important. Now, if the answers for all these questions were positive and yes, then we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be grateful to Him, and know that whatever ta'a we did by the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. But we should not be content. We should not feel that we have done enough, because what we are to receive of Ramadan is more blessed and more virtuous in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there is more reason for those who were motivated to be more motivated during the days to come, especially the last 10 nights in Ramadan, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to just dedicate his whole life to worship. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to pray throughout the nights during the last night, the 10 nights of Ramadan, and he used to exert his utmost effort in the worship. Now, if we did not do good, if the answers for these questions were negative, then it is time, and it's not too late. It is not too late. If you say it's too late, we are to lose a great opportunity, a greater than the beginning of the opportunity that we had in the beginning of the month of Ramadan. If we did not do good in the past days, it is time to correct our intention. It is time to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is time to rejuvenate our motivation, and it is time to have a strong and firm resolution that inshaAllah we are not going to lose this chance. We don't want to be included in that supplication of Jibreel and Muhammad alayhim as-salatu wasalam. Dear brothers and sisters, one of the things that we need to keep in mind in order for us to be always to have this motivation and zeal and enthusiasm while we are enjoying this blessed month of Ramadan, is to remember the purpose of Siyam and to remember the virtues of this great ibadah. Brothers and sisters, if I were to ask you, define fasting for me, what are you going to say? Fasting is to abstain from eating and drinking, right? But what if I were to tell you that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that fasting is not to abstain from eating and drinking? Would you believe me? As a matter of fact, these are the very words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as Al-Hakim and Ibn Khuzaymah recorded. That Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "ليس الصيام من الأكل والشراب، إنما الصيام من اللغو والرفث." Fasting is not to abstain from eating and drinking. Rather, fasting is to abstain from indecent acts and vain talks. This is not to say that we can eat and drink during the month of Ramadan. Rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith is drawing our attention to the purpose of siyam, to the purpose of fasting. That the purpose of fasting is to connect our heart with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to be more conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and develop taqwa, so that we can excel in our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and excel as a result, excel in our dealing with one another. And therefore the fasting person would abstain from indecent acts and statements, and would abstain from vain thoughts and actions. And this is the meaning of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Along these very lines of this hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith which was recorded by Al-Imam Bukhari from the narration of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu, من لم يدع قول الزور والعمل به فليس لله حاجة أن يدع طعامه وشرابه. Whoever does not abstain, whoever does not leave out qawl al-zur, zur is the falsehood, and this include the statement of falsehood, this include lying, backbiting, slandering, false witness, anything that is a false statement. وَالْعَمَلَ بِهِ, and acting upon falsehood, which include cheating, doing something that is prohibited, any prohibited action. So basically Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, whoever does not abstain from sinning, Allah has no need that this person abstain from eating and drinking. Again, it is to draw our attention that the purpose of this fasting is for our hearts to be attached with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that we live with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because our hearts, you know, crave for living with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, the conditions of our heart cannot be at its best except when it is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know how dead the fish will be if it is taken out of the water? This, and worse than this, is the condition of the heart when it is away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very, very dead. And the month of Ramadan is the opportunity we have in order to rejuvenate our hearts and renew our commitment to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and come back to Him and take advantage of this season that comes once a year, in which there is a night that is to come. It is not past yet. One night that is better than 1,000 months, better in its virtue than the worship of 80 or more than 80 years. Who will neglect this opportunity? Brothers, what do we say about a person to whom millions were offered without a string attached, and he turned away from it? How do you judge him? Most of us will say, this is an insane person. How could he not take this opportunity? Brothers and sisters, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising us of rewards cannot be compared with the best of mata' al-dunya, the collectible gains of this world. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us insha'Allah continue and be steadfast in our coming days of Ramadan. And this is a reminder for myself and my other brothers, that especially those brothers and sisters who showed up in the beginning of Ramadan, then towards the middle of Ramadan we find that there are a lot less rows than in the beginning of Ramadan, that it is not too late. Rather, the most blessed days of Ramadan are to come, so get ready and come back to the masjid and join in the Taraweeh prayer and other congregation prayers that we have in Masjid. أقول قولي هذا وسبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. Dear brothers, it's true that more than half of the month of Ramadan has passed, but the best of Ramadan is yet to come. Therefore, we need to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, correct our intention and have a firm resolution that will take advantage of every second of what is left in the month of Ramadan. And one of the things that we need to keep in mind is our ultimate goal, and that is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and paradise. And there is no contradiction between seeking the pleasure of Allah and seeking paradise. Allah, as a matter of fact, has commanded us to seek both. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. وَسَارِعُوا, which means vie with one another, race with one another, rush towards what? إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, towards a maghfira. And maghfira is a very beautiful word that some of us, we don't understand the depth of its meaning. Maghfira is when we seek the cleansing of our sins and the protection, and this is something very important, the protection against the consequences of those sins. Because when we sin, we suffer. When we sin, there is a serious consequences for our sinning. There are worldly consequences for our sinnings, and there are consequences in the life to come. So what we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we seek His forgiveness is, oh Allah, cleanse us from our sins. Oh Allah, wipe our sins away. Oh Allah, shield us from the consequences of our sins. And the person who is forgiven by Allah is a person with whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased, right? And therefore, it is very important. And what a better opportunity than the month of Allah to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While, you see, we can seek it by fasting. We can seek it by Qiyam al-Layl. We can seek it by seeking Laylatul Qadr. So we have too many opportunities to attain the maghfirah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be angry at us because He did not forgive us, and He is not willing to forgive us? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the tongue of His messenger and Jibreel, informed us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be pleased if we live long to enjoy the month of Ramadan and then not attain the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He wants to forgive us during the month of Ramadan. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضِ. Vie with one another, race with one another towards a forgiveness from your Lord and a paradise as vast as the heavens and the earth. What's your dream house, dear brothers and sisters? Probably like 10,000 square feet mansion upon a prime 40 acres land. This is a dream house. I cannot afford just two rooms, but this is our dream. We like to have this. What about a Jannah? عرضها السماوات والأرض. Jannah as vast as the heavens and the earth, in which there are of pleasures that are beyond our imagination and comprehension. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. No soul has a way to know whatever is hidden of pleasures for them. of eye delights for them. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith which was reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu and recorded by Imam Bukhari and Muslim, أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ. And this is a hadith Qudsi, in which means that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam here is quoting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَعْدَدْتُ لِعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. I have prepared for my righteous servants of pleasures that no eye has ever seen before, no ear has ever heard before, and no human mind has imagined before. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَوْضِعُ صَوْطٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. A place the size of a whip. And this hadith is recorded by Imam Bukhari. A place the size of a whip in paradise is better than all this life and whatever it may contain. What about Jannatin Arduha Samaat wal Ard? If that small place, tiny place, is better than all this life and whatever it contains, what about enjoying all what is in paradise, all the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us? Listen to this description of a tent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for the believers, as al-Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim record. يقول الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم إن للمؤمن في الجنة لخيمة من لؤلؤة واحدة مجوفة طولها في السماء 70 ذراعا. That there is a tent for a believer in paradise that is made of one single hollow pearl that is 70 cubits high in the sky. If you make just some conversion, it is equivalent of like 143 miles high. This is a tent. So what about the palace? What about the mansion? What about the other things? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam described that the palaces of paradise are made out of silver and gold. What about these things? If this is the tent, and this is the style of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they describe some details of what is in paradise and leave the rest for your wild imagination. If this is the camp, like the camps are out of gold, so what about the other? If the lining of the couch is made out of the best kind of silk, what about the outside service? So this is the style of the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is to describe some details, to let the hearts be connected with paradise, so that we reform our life and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and connect our hearts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith which was recorded by Imam Ahmad and Tirmidhi, لو أن ما يكل ظفر مما في الجنة بدا لتزخرفت له خوافق ما بين السماء والأرض. If as little as what a fingernail can carry or contain of what is in paradise be shown to the world of this life, it will illuminate all that is between the heavens and the earth. Little thing. And if one of the dwellers, one of the men of paradise, will glance and let his one of her bracelet be seen or appear to this life, it will block the light of the sun. As كما تطمس الشمس ضوء النجوم, as the sun blocks the light of the stars. This is just a bracelet. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم describes, so that our sister will not be angry at us. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم described that this scarf of the woman, one woman in paradise, is خير من الدنيا ولا نصيفها فوق رأسها خير من الدنيا وما فيها. It's better than this life and whatever contained. Bottom line, dear brothers, wallahi, 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 if there is nothing in paradise, nothing, except security against death, hunger, thirst, and fear, it would have been worth it for us to sacrifice everything that is dear to us for the sake of being in paradise. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. But this is not the case. The case that the life in paradise is the ultimate life. And our scholars said that if everything in this life is made out of silver, but with one problem, and that is that this life is going to come to an end. And if everything in paradise is made out of pottery, okay, but there is a life that is lasting forever with no end, sane people, wise people, prefer that which lasts over that which vanishes. Dear brothers and sisters, if we want paradise, we have to pay the price. If we desire paradise, we have to pay the price. If we desire paradise, we have to pay the price. And the price is serious commitment to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a change in our priorities. Because if we desire to live by the way of life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded, then we need to make some shift and rearrangement for our priorities. Nothing should be dearer to us than Allah, His Messenger, and His Deen. Our relationship with Allah should be number one priority. Period. This is the bottom line, dear brothers and sisters. If we want paradise, we have to pay the price, and the price is serious commitment to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what a chance we have. We still have the most virtuous days and nights of Ramadan. So we need to heed to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ أُعِدَّتْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Vie with one another, race with one another towards a forgiveness from your Lord and a paradise as vast as the heavens and the earth. أقول قولي هذا.